Greetings. I am delighted to share this reflection with you this morning. I am Father Dave Thomas, and I'm the priest in charge of Holy Savior's Parish, Cat Island. These devotions are sponsored by the Anglican Diocese of the Bahamas and Turks and Caicos Islands. Today we celebrate the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Let us pray. Almighty God, whose Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, was lifted high upon the cross, that he might draw the whole world to himself, mercifully grant that we, who glory in the mystery of our redemption, may have grace to take up our cross and follow him, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God in glory everlasting. Amen. The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to John, the 12th chapter, beginning at the 31st verse. Jesus said, "Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself." He said this to indicate the kind of death he was to die. The crowd answered him, "We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is the Son of Man?" Jesus said to them, "The light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness may not overcome you. If you walk in the darkness, you do not know where you are going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become children of the light." This is the gospel of Christ. Praise to Christ, our Lord. Within the Roman Catholic denomination, there is a group of religious sisters called the Brigittine Order. And this female religious order, abbot, requires them to wear a white crown on the top of their veil. The crown has two snaps, one from front to back and the other from side to side. And then there are five red crosses on it at each of the intersections where the bands meet. St. Bridget was well known for her devotion to Jesus' passion. So this is a sign of them taking on that same spirituality that they wear on their heads, the crosses which represent the five wounds of Jesus. I always felt that this was a real and tangible way that they carry about the memory of Jesus's passion. And I suppose this gives them the impetus for living out their lives as religious sisters. It is also good for us to call to mind, too, all that the cross has done for us. It is through the cross that all of the grace that has been available to us was made available to us. That Jesus suffered and died on the cross so that we may have life with him. And yes, it is our sins that might have helped put him on the cross, but today is not a day to lament, because Jesus did it willingly. And it is this willingness that we celebrate today, because this willingness gives us the victory. And the reason why I mention the Brigittine sisters is because, in a great way, I believe that we can share this same victory with others. That we can take on this same mentality, the same spirituality that the Brigittine sisters had taken on in Jesus' passion, and we can share it with others. Taking in our minds, the Jesus that was crucified on the cross, and revealing him to the world at large. Amen. Let us pray. O my Savior, lifted from the earth for me, draw me in thy mercy nearer unto thee. Lift my earthbound longings, fix them, Lord, above. Draw me with thy magnet of thy mighty love. And I come, O Jesus, dare I turn away. Know thy love hath conquered, and I come today, bringing all my burden, sorrow, sin, and care. At thy feet I lay them, and I leave them there. Please continue to have a blessed and healthy day, and share this devotion around with those whom you love and those nearest to you. Take care and God bless.